would open our hearts to your word as you open your word to our hearts, that we might find true blessing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to start by posing you a question. When is a blessing a curse? And when is a curse a blessing? I would say the answer is that we can only know in the light of eternity. Consider these two people. First, Prince Andrew. We could say that as a young man, he was blessed. Royal privilege, luxury living, finest education, dashing appearance, military honours, doted on by his mother, the Queen. After Charles married Diana, he was for 5 years Britain's most eligible bachelor. All of these are blessings, wouldn't we say? At this precise moment, though, those things don't really look like blessings. In fact, those things are now seen as probably factors in the shaping of his character, which is generally regarded now as arrogant, entitled, spoiled, vain, foolish. The press are showing no mercy, of course. He's probably one of the most reviled people in our country right now. Can he escape this curse that's befallen him? I think he could. If all he is cursed with at the moment pushes him towards genuine humility, honest self-awareness, repentance, even self-sacrifice, then his current trials may still yet turn out to be a blessing. The second person is a woman called Jean Campbell. She's a fashion model. I hadn't heard of her because I'm not really up with fashion models, but I heard her story the other day. She too comes from a wealthy, privileged background. But when she was 12 years old, she was on a skiing trip and a man crashed into her. A heavy, well-built man sent her absolutely flying into the air. And then this man skied off, failing to stop and help her. It was a ski slope hit and run. And she had to have serious operations to break and reset her pelvis. And ever since that accident, she's lived in chronic and at many times acute pain. What happened that day could have been seen as a curse on her life. And yet, in this interview that I read about the other day, she doesn't see it that way. She says that the pain she has endured has taught her things that she wouldn't otherwise have learned. Taught her to be a more thoughtful person, having gratitude for the things that she has. What happened to her, surprisingly, turned out to be a blessing rather than a curse. Thanks, Kate. You can put a blank up now. In our church Bibles, Genesis 49, and please do turn to it. There's lovely new Bibles between the lovely new seats. It's on page 55. Genesis 49. And the title is Genesis